So far, I've written to the minister, I've written to CCGs, I've written to the hospital. I'm now going to chase that up and see what they say. I'm also going to look for other sources of money as well, because this is a really just desperate situation. We really need to keep this amazing facility open. The nearest other detox rehab places are in Chertsey and Weston-super-Mare. So this could cover a wide area of people. So we've got to make sure that they all know about it.
Home detox could be quite a scary thing and put added pressure on already stretched services elsewhere in Portsmouth.
I don't see how home detox is going to work. I mean, you need to be away from an environment really to get better. If you've got all those things which led you into the first place, it's just not going to work. It may work if you're an extremely strong person, but generally I think you need to be in somewhere where they can keep a good eye on you.
And what do you think the repercussions on Portsmouth would be if this service shut and the wider area?
We have 9,000 people dependent on alcohol in the city, and we spend 2 million on alcohol deaths by cirrhosis. So it is a big issue in Portsmouth, and with the rise of legal highs, that's what Baytree's also deals with. It's only going to get worse.